welcome to the Almost 20 podcast. This is the very first episode of the second season. This podcast is about everything self-development for people in their late teenage years going to their 20s and also for people in their 20s. If you're someone who's passionate about self-development, you're eager to work on your self-worth and self-love and everything self, then this podcast is definitely for you. Today's episode is extra special because we have an amazing guest with us. She's someone I genuinely admire and the only person who I consider my celebrity, okay? She has over 17,000 followers on Instagram, more than 1,000 followers on TikTok, and she's a content creator and an actress. She's even worked with Mark Angel's comedy, and for those of you who know the skit, Mark Angel's comedy, then you know how talented she is. And on top of that, she's a really good friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Queen Mula. So Queen, how are you doing today?
Hello everyone, I'm doing very well, and you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you. It's an honor to have you, honestly.
Of course.
So Queen, could you tell us a bit about yourself and maybe a bit about your content creating journey too?
Oh, okay. So my name is Queen Mula, as our amazing host has said, and I'm just a girl who loves dancing, acting, and a little bit of everything creative. I would say I had started my content creating journey May of 2023. It was something I had started alongside my sister. We were just at home and we were bored, so we decided to, you know, start doing TikTok videos and, you know, just posting for fun. And then eventually it became something we just loved and, you know, had passion for. And ever since then, it's been an amazing thing. It's been challenging, yet an interesting journey altogether. So I'm just really excited.
Yeah, Queen, that's really an amazing thing. I also love the fact, you know, we were having a conversation prior to us recording, and in many of our conversations, you've mentioned the fact that you've been on your self-development journey. And I really love that fact, you know. I think it's really an amazing thing for someone to be on their self-development journey. So I would love to ask, how has, you know, your self-development journey been for you?
Well, thank you for that. So I would say my self-development journey, it hasn't been easy, but I would say it has been like one of the best decisions I've made. It's something that, you know, I actually decided to start because I was just going through some things in my life as at that time. And I was like, you know what, Queen, get your life together. And I was like, I need to, you know, do something to help me feel better about myself and, you know, just to grow myself in general. And that was when I decided to, you know, start this self-development journey. And I think I started around August of last year. And ever since then, I would say I've really grown a lot, actually.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. Even you being intentional about knowing the date you started, I think that's a nice thing, honestly. So we'll head straight to today's topic. And as you already know, today's topic is about friendship breakups, right? And I think this topic is really an amazing one, you know, considering the fact that I and Queen, we've been friends for, what, 7 years, right?
Oh my goodness, for real?
Yeah, it's been, time really flies, honestly. It's been 7 years since what, JSS3, right?
Yeah. I think
that was, it's been amazing, honestly.
Cheers to us.
And I'm telling you, serious cheers to us. And I think together, I and Queen, we've had our close mutual friends. That's friends that we had in common that we've fallen out with. And I also believe, just like me, Queen, you've also had your fair share of, you know, breakups with other people, right? In terms of friendships, right?
Yes, of course. You know, there was this friendship I had. I really valued the friendship and, you know, I tried to put in effort to, like, keep the friendship alive. But over time, I realized that the feelings weren't mutual. Like, I wasn't, at that time, I wasn't needed anymore. So that was the time I, you know, took the decision to, like, just leave. It wasn't easy, but, you know, sometimes letting go is the best way to grow. So,
Actually. So heading over into the topic now, I think that it's almost a widely known fact now that, you know, friendship breakup is one of the topics that isn't being spoken about much in comparison to, you know, romantic breakups. The entire thing around friendship breakups, you know, it's not, I don't think it has this much, would I say, resources. So it's not, when people hear breakup, you know, the very first thing that an average person will think of is not breakups among friendships, you know.
Yeah.
They would think romantic breakups. And I think that's a fact. Do you agree also?
Of course I do. I do
Yeah.
actually. I feel like
Yeah.
people don't really, talk about friendship breakups as much as romantic ones.
Yeah.
I feel like friendship breakups are so underrated and everyone just focuses on like the romantic ones, But
Yes, I agree.
in reality, yeah, losing a
Yeah.
friend is just as devastating to me, honestly.
Yeah, that I honestly relate with this. I honestly relate with this.
I'm sure you
Yeah,
do.
so so Queen, I would like to ask you in your own words, what would you say? I believe everybody has their own definition of, what friendship breakups would mean. But I would like to ask you, what would you say friendship breakups are, and why do you think they happen?
Well, I think a friendship breakup, happens when a once close bond, just fades. I would say it's a natural part of life, honestly, Sometimes people grow in different directions or, their priorities and interests change. So, things don't tend to last longer at this point because they've now shifted their mind or, their priorities and stuff like that. And sometimes it's not even always about a big fallout or a big argument. Sometimes it's actually just life pulling you apart, honestly. Because maybe you weren't even meant to be there for that long.
Exactly, because some people might assume that friendship breakup might be very dramatic. I'm not saying that most breakups are not dramatic, but it could just be that you put on fit in anymore, or you are outgrowing each other, so exactly, I understand.
And I wanted to add here, like some of the reasons I feel like these friendship breakups, happen. I would say it's usually occurs due to lack of communication,
Yes.
unmet expectations, or just lack of reciprocity, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I can relate to, lack of unmet expectations. That was something you mentioned, right? Something about unexpected. Yeah, I relate with
Unmet
that.
expectations, yeah.
Unmet expectations. I relate with that so much. I think that currently I'm trying to remove that mentality in my head that everybody kind of owes me something, or I should expect things from people, because I feel like expecting things, from people would, it would lead to disappointments. You would think, yeah, this person, now you're supposed to do this for me, you're supposed to do this for me, and then it leads to. So that's something I think I'm working on. I think it's really amazing that you even brought that up. So Queen, I'd like to ask, have you ever experienced a friendship breakup, and would you like to tell us what happened?
Yes, I actually have experienced it. Well, it happened at around July or so, with like my friends, obviously, and I just noticed like they started withdrawing and just leaving. Putting themselves out of things regarding the friendship. And when I brought this to their notice, they were like, oh, it's nothing serious, and besides, we're all growing up now. We have things that we're more worried about. We have, other things to worry about rather. So it was at that time I realized that I'm not needed here anymore. I'm not wanted here anymore. And that was when I just decided, what? For my peace of mind, I would just, walk away because I cannot keep begging you to act like a friend, So I just had
Yes.
to leave. And that was the time that I now decided to start the self-development journey.
Yes,
So
I
yeah.
think it's amazing. Yeah, I think this is amazing. I also think it's amazing you mentioned the fact that, you tried bringing it up to them, and when it was as though they weren't even listening to, what you were saying. You then decided that, for your own peace of mind, you would, just, detach from the entire thing and focus on yourself, which is amazing. And you even mentioned that's what led to your self-development journey, and that's really amazing, honestly. I would like to
Thank
ask,
you.
during the friendship breakups that you were going through, this one that you mentioned now, is there any way that the breakups that you had, was there any sort of way that it impacted you, either emotionally, either any way, was there any sort of way that that the effect was there, or was it something that you just upped and moved on, you didn't really feel it like that?
I would, it impacted me, honestly. It really did impact me because it made me see myself and be like, it made me see myself, look at myself and realize that, oh, there's something I need to work on. There's something missing. and I just need to, you know, work on myself. I need to find myself. And that's where like self-development came in. And so I would say like, because of this friendship breakup, I was able to realize that I needed to fix myself in some ways. I needed to find myself and, you know, took the step to, you know, start the self-development journey. At this point, I had, you know, realized what I wanted in a friend. Like I had realized the qualities I needed in a friend. I had set boundaries for myself and I gave myself time to heal and I've just been better, honestly. So, yeah.
Well, that's really amazing, honestly. I think on my own end, when you mentioned about, you know, looking inward during this thing, you know, the friendship breakup, I think when I've experienced my own first share of friendship breakups, the most notable thing that I think happened, of course, it was painful and it impacted me. One thing that I, you know, took away from this, because I believe that it's one thing to go through something bad and it's another thing to, you know, take lessons from that thing and, you know, improve. Yeah. So one thing that I did learn from that friendship breakup that occurred was that I had always sort of depended on people, right? I've been so emotionally invested, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to be emotionally invested in people, but I was so, you know, emotionally invested. I overlooked so many red flags. I was not, you know, I was just giving excuses and excuses, and I was just like, I need these people in my life. Yes, exactly. And so after I had, you know, had this fallout with a lot of my friends, I'm not a bad person, by the way, okay, just a couple of people, not a lot of my friends, but after I had this fallout with, you know, these people, I had to do some, you know, internal workings, like you mentioned, and it's really good, you know, instead of feeling hurt and everything, you just do this, and I think it's amazing that you mentioned it, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Queen, I would like to ask you, what are some signs that, you know, a friendship may not be healthy and it's probably best to move on for that friendship? Like I mentioned, I've been, you know, the master, the ogre of giving excuses for bad friendships. So what are some signs? Please help me. What are some signs that, you know, someone would see and be like, wallahi, I need to, you know, run. Let my back of my leg be hitting. I'm telling you. So what are some signs?
Amazing host. Signs that, you know, a friendship is a no-go area. I would say, you know, one-sided efforts where you're just always giving and you're just never receiving. Like, you're always, you know, reaching out, you know, trying to check on how they are doing, you know, checking in on their daily lives, but it's never, you know, reciprocated. One-sided efforts. Another would be, like, lack of respect. You know, when you maybe talk about how you're feeling or something, they don't like validate your feelings, or, you know, they just push it to the side because it's not important, you know, so they don't respect your opinions or something. Another one would be constant, you know, negativity. You know, when you just think about the friendship, you're just exhausted, you're just tired, you know, there's just a toxic air around it, and you're just always tired thinking about the friendship. So that's another red flag in a friendship.
Yes, and I think
the last one I would say is like inconsistent support, where they're never always there when you like need them, or maybe they're only there when it kind of like benefits them. Run!
Exactly. Run from this kind of people, y'all.
Run.
Because I honestly believe what you said. I think it was the third one, you know, whereby there's negativity around these people.
Yeah.
And even when they're putting down your opinions, you just feel little and small around these people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, these are the kind of people that I think a person should be looking out for when you're like avoiding this kind of people. I think it would save you from, you know,
a lot of stress.
It will, exactly. So, yeah. Queen, I would like to ask you, was there anything, you know, you did when you were processing this breakup? Friendship breakup, like you mentioned, was there anything that you did, you know, you mentioned that it did impact you. Was there anything you did that, you know, helped you in the process of figuring things out?
Well, I would, nothing much, honestly. I just really gave myself time to heal, because honestly, time does heal. It doesn't make you forget, though. It does heal. And we don't really give ourselves time to heal sometimes. We feel like we're healed and okay to be out on the streets again. But in reality, we're not. Our heart is still very, you know, tender and stuff. So I just gave myself time to heal. And I also kind of like indulged in things like different activities. I was learning how to write, like mastering the art of journaling. That's something that also like really helped, you know, because at this time I lost my friends. Not like they're dead, but they're dead to me. So I had lost my friends, and there was really nobody, like not like there was nobody to talk to, but I was kind of feeling isolated. Like I wanted to isolate myself from like everyone because of what I was going through as of that time. So, you know, my best friend literally was like my book and pen. So I usually just write down stuff, and that kind of helped me a lot, as well as listening to music. So I would say those are the things that I did that actually, you know, helped me with the whole friendship wahala.
Yeah, that's really amazing. You see, music and journaling. Wow, just
Hey.
leave me with music and journaling, honestly. I think
Yeah.
I would die preaching about journaling. I would just keep on talking about it. Journaling is on it's one of the best
It's
therapy
an
for your
art on its
mind.
own. It's an art on its own.
I'm telling you, it's really amazing, honestly. Because I feel like most people, when they are going through these friendship breakups, they have so many emotions that are going through their
Yeah.
mind, especially when it's someone that you're close with, you know, someone that you would have even planned that this person is going to come to your wedding.
Right.
You guys are going to, you know, grow old together and all of
Together.
that. Yes. And then you just have this fallout with them and it's still surreal, you know. I feel like most
Yeah.
people that will be going through this kind of situations or fallouts, they might be feeling, you know, some sort of hurt. You know, some people might even be feeling guilty that, you
Yeah.
know, maybe they didn't put in effort. Maybe it's them, you know, maybe
Yeah.
they didn't put in too much
Yeah.
effort. Maybe they're even angry that this person that they, especially like I mentioned, expectations, you know, this person that
Yeah.
you're expecting to do this for you, this person just, like Nigerians would say, this person for your hand, like
Yes,
you were never
now.
expecting this kind of thing from this
Yeah.
person. So, if I would ask you, do you think there's anything someone can do to navigate these feelings? Someone that's going through all these feelings?
I would just say, you know, there's really no need to feel bad because I mean, I get that you're feeling bad, but honey, if it was meant to be, it would have been okay. And honestly, you were removed out of that friendship for a reason. So I would just say, if you're going through like, you know, this back and forth with your friends, I would just say try your best to kind of like fight for the friendship. And at the end of the day, if you know, if they don't want it to work, then just walk away. Like, don't come and kill yourself for people. It's only that came to this
Exactly.
world, did not come for anybody.
You know,
So yeah.
most people feel as though everybody they meet in their entire life is meant to be their friends forever. I think
Yeah.
some people will be like, you know, they can't even fathom falling out with somebody, no matter how toxic that relationship is. I feel like
True.
it might sound funny to us that are on our self-development journey,
Yeah.
because I believe we are past that stage of
We
hanging
don't
around
grow.
toxic. And I'm telling you. So, but I believe that there are some people that would believe that friendships are meant to last forever. And I'm not saying that friendships are not meant to last forever. There are some friendships that, you know, they bring you inner peace. You just know that
Yeah,
they are aligning with you, right?
just like
And
you and I.
yes,
Don't
exactly. 7 years is not a joke, okay?
be smart, you
So
know.
I'm telling you, so you know you're aligning with these people, you're aligning with your purpose, they make you feel happy, you're motivated around these people. I feel like these kind of people are people that you should even consider being lifetime friends, right? And you
Yeah.
shouldn't consider everybody as somebody that you want to bring into your inner circle, as somebody that you want to not outgrow it, because it's inevitable that you would fall out with people.
Of
And so the
course.
concept of being friends with everybody forever, or having friends, a friendship forever, it's possible. Only if I think the person is positive, is bringing some sort of positive effect into your
Into
life,
your
right?
life. Yeah.
Yes, I feel like cutting off those negative ones will save you stress of telling yourself that you had this friend for 13 years. Meanwhile, if you take a closer look, that person, were they really a friend? You know?
Never.
Yeah. So, what do you think about this? Do you also believe that friendships are, you know, meant to last forever? Or do you agree that it's just some friendships?
Yeah, it's just some friendships because take my own friendship breakup for example. So it's obviously a sign that it's not every friendship that is meant to last, and it's not even every friendship that is meant to be. So I would say it just depends on the people in question, the friends in question. So like you and I, we both know what we want for each other, and And we've kind of like stuck to that. And we're not like bringing any negativity around the friendship or anything. So we definitely know where we're going. And we know it's going to, you know, last. But, you know, for some friendships that are centered around, you know, negativity, it will not last, honestly, because you do not even align each other. So I don't think every friendship should last or would last.
Exactly. Yeah. I think there is something I did want to talk on. And
okay.
It's, you know, it's this saying, I don't know if you've heard it before, but this saying that they say, you know, friendships are there for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't know if lifetime is among it. Do you think that, you know, that's something that is true? Do you think it aligns? Do you think it aligns?
Yeah.
Personally, I've always believed that. I think I have always believed it to be somewhat somehow, because I told you I've always been someone that was just expecting so much from people. I used to expect everybody I meet to just, you know, be my best friend. And so I used to be angry at that saying. What do you mean that some people are there for a lesson, a blessing, a season? What's that supposed to mean, you know? What's that supposed to mean, you know? But you do you believe in that? Do you believe in that saying?
Yeah, so I believe in it because, you know, some people are just there to actually help you become a better version of yourself, even though they didn't actually stay so long. You know, like, even though they didn't stay with you, like, they were there to, you know, kind of like teach you a lesson, just like the friendship breakup I had encountered or experienced. So if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have, you know, seen the need to start my self-development journey. And God knows I would have still been, you know, drowning in toxicity. So I feel like, yeah, some friends are lessons. They're there to like teach you stuff. And once their time is up, it's up. And then you just have to continue with your life. So yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, so I honestly get that. Because even though for, like I also mentioned, friendship breakups I experienced, wouldn't have learned some lessons there. You know, I wouldn't have learned how to actually, you know, be independent rather than, you know, depending and expecting things from people, right? So I actually love that. I love that input, honestly. I love that mindset. So I would like to ask you, Queen, are there any lessons you've learned from, you know, everything friendships, from your experience in friendship breakups to healthy friendships that you have and even maintaining those healthy friendships? Are there any lessons or is there anything you can see concerning those things?
Well, I was able to learn that, you know, growth is natural. Like, you can't expect, you know, your friends to like be the same as like how you met them in the beginning of the friendship. So growth is natural, and you know, people just change over time, you know. So I was able to learn that, as well as, you know, the importance of boundaries. Like, you need to recognize when it's time to let go. It's really important to, you know, recognize that. And also self-worth. You know, you deserve, you know, relationships or, you know, friendships where you feel valued, you feel respected, you just feel happy and at peace. So,
yeah,
that's just, those are the things I was able to learn from, you know, friendships and all of that.
Yeah.
And also, with maintaining friendships, I feel like there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of work here. Because at the end of the day, if something is important to you, you take care of it, right? So I feel like it should also be the same with friendships. You know, if it's important to you, then you should make out time to take care of it. Make out time to nurture it. I feel like for a healthy friendship to thrive, there should be communication and respect. There should be understanding. There should be mutual support, celebrating success, as well as embracing differences. Because most of the time here, our friends aren't always, you know, going to agree with us. You know, we're going to always have our differences. But we should always try to, you know, learn to, you know, embrace each other's differences. I feel like that's something that could make a friendship thrive. I can proudly say that I and our lovely host here have been friends for a very, very long time. And we've grown and understood each other very well. And I am so happy we've come this far together. So I'm just really, really happy, you know, just really proud of where the friendship has gone. So
yeah, that was really very insightful. I would say, honestly, it's really quite insightful. I also love, you know, where you mentioned learning that people would change from who you knew them. Yeah, because it's one thing to have a friend with somebody. It's one thing to maybe have a lengthy duration of a friendship with somebody, but it's another thing to grow together,
And accept the growth.
whereby, and yes, you accept that this person is changing. The queen of Jesse 3 is not the same queen of now, this
Yeah.
celebrity that I'm honored to have on
Don't
this
play
show, you know.
with me.
I'm
Don't
telling
play.
you, I am telling you. So I would say that it's really an insightful thing you talked about,
Yeah.
because it's one thing, like I mentioned, to stay in a friendship and you want that friendship to last, but it's another thing for that friendship for people to grow together. And I would say us, we've grown, we've changed a
We
lot. We've had we
have.
have different tastes,
Hey.
different, so many things.
Don't talk
So
too much. Let
I
me not
think
expose you here.
okay, let's move on, please. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Okay, so we've come to the usual conclusion of the Almost 20 podcast. As always, every episode we have, for those of you who are constant listeners, we have this usual conclusion whereby it comes. So in this conclusion, this segment, this part of the podcast, we are going to be summarizing the main points that has been discussed. And Queen, if you can, maybe you could just help summarize what we've been talking about, like what you mentioned or what you defined friendship breakup as. What would you define, what would you summarize friendship breakup as, for maybe people who were sleeping by listening?
Right, people at the back.
I'm telling you.
I would say, as always, that a friendship
Yeah.
breakup is just is a natural part of life, and it's just something that happens when a once close bond, just fades due to, like, there are obviously so many reasons why, but that's not the end of the
Yeah.
world, my dear. It's not the end of the world. It's only the
Yeah,
beginning
it
of
definitely is not.
something new, because sure, it hurts and all of that. You're feeling down, you're feeling left out and all of that. But I do believe that, healing from something like that actually opens doors to, new experiences and new connections with other people. So yeah, that's
Yeah,
what I believe it to be.
that's really amazing. I also believe in an abundance mindset. When one door, one friendship closes, you're definitely going to find another friendship that would give
That's
you
even better.
fulfillment.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You also mentioned in this episode, you also mentioned some signs or some things to look out for when it's, time to leave a friendship. So could you just, rephrase those things? Could you just touch a bit on, the signs you mentioned?
Okay, some of the signs that, it's time to let go, my dear.
Yeah.
One-sided efforts, you're just always giving and you're never receiving.
Yes.
There's this constant negativity around the friendship where it's just draining, honestly. It's draining emotionally and, just physically, it's just so draining. And you're just always
Yeah.
tired thinking about it. And then there's inconsistent support where they're never
Yes.
always there for you, but expect you to be there. And even though they do eventually show up for you, it's only because they're going to benefit from it one way or the other. So
Yes.
if your friendship is looking this way, if it's giving signs like this, it's time to pack. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely time. You've heard it from Queen yourself, guys. It's time to pack. It's
Pack out.
definitely time to pack. So, Queen, would you have do you have any one word of advice? It might not be one, or any advice you have for somebody who is currently going through a friendship breakup? Somebody who is having this clique of friends that they thought they were going to be lifetime buddies, and now they are, probably devastated, a few overwhelming emotions. Do you have any word for those people?
Okay. So speaking as someone that has experienced this myself, I would say just honestly give yourself time to heal, because we honestly just dismiss the need to heal. We dismiss the need to heal so much, and that's what, just makes the whole self-development thing harder. So I would just say give yourself time to heal. Indulge in different activities. It could be, journaling, it could be learning a new skill or a new language. Just try to do something to get your mind off things and just give yourself time to heal at the same time. Surround yourself in positive energy, positive vibes, and I feel like if you do these things, it would help you, you know, it would help you become a better version of yourself. It will help you heal quicker. So yeah, that's
Yeah,
all I can
that's
say.
thank you. Thank you so much for that advice. It's honestly amazing, you know, healing, like you mentioned, time heals, you know, and surrounding yourself around people who bring positive energy would also help you, you know. So that was really, really amazing. And we've come to the end of this episode. That's all we've got for today. Thank
Yay.
you, Queen, for honoring us with your presence in today's
Thank
podcast
you.
episode. It was really an amazing episode with you
It
know. And
was.
I'm
It
really
was.
honored to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. You can't
Yeah, guys.
imagine the ex guys chill, yeah? I and Guy have been friends for like the longest time, yeah, and you can imagine my excitement when I got invited. So guys, thank you so much for having me, and I love you guys.
Yeah. You guys, Queen, you guys should check out Queen's Instagram, check out Queen's TikTok. I don't know why she's being all humble. Your girl is a celeb, okay? With
Please, I'm
over
such a humble child,
1,000,
okay?
please rest. It's not small, humble child. With over 1,000 followers on Insta and over 17,000 followers on TikTok. Come on, are you playing?
Don't
What was
play.
that? She's literally a celeb, so you guys should go check out her, follow her, you know. Check out her content, her amazing, wonderful content. I'm literally inspired by her content every day. So you guys should go check it out. The link is in the episode description below. And that's all we've got for today, folks. Queen, thank you once again for
Thank
being
you
part
so
of today's
much.
podcast. It was amazing.
It
As
was.
always, don't forget to check out, you know, the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Don't forget to click the notification bell beside the follow button if you're listening to Spotify, so that you get a notification anytime a new episode comes out. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Like I'd always say, 5 stars or nothing. Check out the Almost 20 podcast, like I mentioned on Instagram at Almost 20 Podcast. Check out me, your host, on Instagram at underscore Guy Martins. And I'll see you next week, Sunday, guys. Thank you.
Bye, you.
And we are done.